What's up, everybody? Doing the WBBL radio show. This audio is from February of 2017. One of the first editions of Bet on Ben that we have ever played. We still play that game to this day. Now, this is just one segment from this entire episode of the Lost Zane Recordings. From this show, you can get the full show. It's 3 hours. I release two a week, Mondays and Fridays, on the Patreon. Patreon. That's patreon.com/Eric Zane. Because, you know, sometimes just the free podcast isn't quite enough. Especially for folks who are driving or working all day, for God's sake. Something to listen to. I try very hard to keep you entertained. 15 additional hours on the Patreon every week. $5 a month. Even less than $5 a month if you sign up for a whole year. For all of the audio, $10 a month is for the audio, the video, the live streams, and even participating in the live audience on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. So there's a lot going on. Sign up. You keep the show in business by being part of kind of like our super fan club on the Patreon for $5 or $10 a month. All right. Enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane Recordings.
And I really have. You know the drill. If anybody asks who you listen to today, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
All right, we're cooking now. 800-785-1073. You can email Eric at ericzaneshow.com. I don't want to get a phone number out. We're not taking any calls right now because we got five people. Not people. We got five people who are ready to play. Bet on Ben. Let's see. Chance to win Detroit Pistons tickets, four of them from the Meyer Team Gear Department. We also have a consolation prize. Tickets for the drive in the suite with parking pass. We said tonight, didn't we, for those? Yeah. Yes, we did. Ben, welcome into the main studio. Feeling good? Ready to go?
Kind of, yeah. This music is more intimidating than the other music.
Yeah.
Don't switch.
No, I'm okay. Not.
All right.
You'll be fine. Because this game, Password, you don't feel nearly as nervous about as because this one, you're directly being asked questions. Right.
And being made to look stupid.
Okay. This is Jeff in Hastings. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
We say hi to Brian in Lowell, Mark in Rockford, Eric in GR.
How you doing?
And Tim in Grand Rapids. Welcome in, buddies. Okay, here we go. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to ask a trivia question to each of you, and then we'll run down the line. Actually, you will place your bet. Will Ben get it right, or will he not get it right? If your answers match up, your bet matches up with his answer, you advance to the next round. Jeff is up first. Do you have a question, or do you want me to start?
I'm good. What state has the longest border with a foreign country?
Now, Jeff, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I'm going to bet for Ben.
He's going to bet on you. Question again, please.
Which state has the longest border with a foreign country? He's betting on you.
Yep.
Yeah. I've got two that I'm thinking about.
Which two?
Texas and Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Texas.
No, sorry. You were right, though. It was Alaska.
Oh, Jeff, I'm sorry. Just like that, you're done.
Right.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks. Yep, bye.
This is Brian in Lowell. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you doing, Zane?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Not bad. All right, the question for Ben is this. What search engine is a homophone of the number 1 followed by 100 zeros? Brian.
Bet on.
You're going to bet on Ben.
Yep.
Ballsy proposition.
Okay. Ben, the question again. What search engine is a homophone of the number 1 followed by 100 zeros? I think I'm saying that right. I guess it could be homophone.
No, it's homophone. Let's go Google.
And he bet on Ben?
On, yeah.
They match. Brian, you survive. Hang on. Mark is up. Mark from Rockford. Julie, it's a question.
Hey, guys. How are you?
This is Mark Wahlberg. He's going to come kick my ass.
That's right.
Which beer is produced in Golden, Colorado?
Mark, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I'm going to bet on him.
Damn. On. Everybody's betting it on me today.
Which beer is produced in Golden, Colorado?
Thinking.
Do I need a guess? I'm not going to get it right if I do guess.
Well, you got to say something. Your damn game. You can't just sit there and look at us like we have two heads, idiot.
I can't just say I don't know.
Yeah. Or, I guess you could say I don't know. You'll get it wrong.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, guess beer.
Yeah, guess a beer. Which beer is produced in Golden, Colorado?
Okay, I'll tell you what. It's not a Canadian beer.
Yeah.
There's a hint. It's not Molson or Labatt.
Oh, thank you. That's a huge help.
It's also not Heineken.
Or Coors.
Or Dos Equis or Corona.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Bush.
No. Did you hear that, though?
Yeah, I did hear it. He said...
And not Coors.
It is Coors.
It is Coors.
I thought Coors was Colorado.
Wait.
Which beer is produced in Golden, Colorado?
That was the... I thought you said California.
No!
What?
Oh, wait, well, Mark, you heard me say Golden, Colorado, right?
Oh, you said California.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Go to hell.
I don't think you did.
I'm pretty sure you did.
You better give me... Just give
I want to go pull this audio
round.
Right
we'll
now just to check.
How long will it take you?
Oh. 2 seconds? Oh, he knows how to do it, too?
No, right. He said you said Colorado.
No, hey, he admitted it. He admitted it. Come back.
No, he said California, actually. Come on. It's all a mess. You guys got to give it a pass.
Nah, just
all right.
Go with.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
If you got screwed, when we check the tape, if you got screwed, call back and we'll award you a consolation prize.
Of what?
I don't know. We'll figure that out.
Show tickets from last week.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
We got some Home and Garden show tickets.
So there was a lot working there. When he goes, not Coors, I about fell out of my chair because I swear you said Golden, Colorado.
I thought I said Golden, Colorado, too. I was reading it off the sheet.
I'm sure you did.
Reason I heard California.
Pellerito listens with a very astute ear. He promises you said Golden, Colorado.
Okay.
Damn. I would have gotten that one right, too.
So he said he was going to get it right, right?
But yeah, I would have guessed Coors.
But the guy, Mark, said Ben was going to get that right.
Correct, yep.
This is Eric in GR.
Hey there.
All right, buddy. Here's a question. What is the largest province in Canada?
Ooh.
Are you going to bet for or against Ben?
Let's bet against him.
Ben, he's betting against you. What is the largest province in Canada?
Quebec.
That is correct. It matches up. Eric, I'm sorry. You're done.
All right.
See ya.
Took that very well.
Okay, now we're down to two after the first round. So both these guys.
No, if Tim gets it wrong, if he does not match with Ben,
right.
Brian is the winner.
Right, but there's a consolation prize.
That's true.
So they're going to get something.
Right.
Just a matter of what they want. Winner gets choice. This is Tim. Oops. Hang on, Tim.
Hello.
Hang on, buddy. I'm screwing something up. All right, Tim. Here's a question. Julius?
What is it called when you bowl three strikes in a row? In bowling, obviously.
Tim, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I will bet on him.
Okay. Ben, he's betting on you. Yep. What is it called when you bowl three strikes in bowling?
A turkey.
Boom. Nice.
Tim, you're alive. Boom. Stand by. Go back to Brian and Lowell for round two, beginning right now. Brian, here we go. What number is Hewitt in French? I think I'm saying that right. But Ocho in Spanish. Are you going to bet on? Or again, you're going to bet on? And I'm betting on you. Hewitt.
That would be eight.
Boom.
You're alive, Brian. Stand by.
Shouldn't have given me the Spanish.
Tim.
Yes.
You're back. Here we go. Julius, your question.
Which country is the world's greatest producer of wine?
Now, Tim, you're going to bet on or against Ben?
Ooh, I'm going to go against him this time.
Question again, please.
Which country is the world's greatest producer of wine?
Ben, he's betting against you.
I'll go with Italy.
That is correct. We have a winner.
All right.
We have a winner. Hit the friggin' button.
Why? Don't we have a last... Okay, that was...
Tim Tim was betting against Ben.
Yeah, I bet against him.
Yeah. Right. I thought Brian was... It was Brian's turn right now. It's not? Did I just have a stroke?
Yes. All I do is
win. Sorry. No matter what. All right, Tim, you have your choice. Pistons tickets.
Well, no, Brian has his choice. Tim lost. I think Eric had a stroke.
This always happens in this game.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me
his face is about to
Tim
hit the ground?
Bet against him?
Tim bet against him.
Okay.
Ben got it right.
I see what happened.
So Tim will get whatever consolation prize Brian does not want.
I can't believe we've played this game this long, and we've probably played this game five times, and four of the times I've been confused that. The game is great. I love the game. But I feel like a moron. Brian, do you want Pistons tickets? Four of them for tomorrow night or drive tickets for tonight?
Pistons tickets.
You'll take those Pistons tickets? All right, put you on hold. That means that Tim and GR gets the drive tickets. Man, there was a lot of work in there.
I even said... I know. Brian is the winner.
It's not you. It's all me. This is my fault. Oh, my God. When that happens, you must be thinking, "What? How are you doing that?" Unbelievable. 800-785-1073. It's our number. You can email the show anytime, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Coming up next, after recap, some of our event that we had, or that I had, I hosted a charity event yesterday at the GOE Center with your Grand Rapids Griffins. It was a benefit for Easter Seals called Corks, Pucks, and Brews. And I need to tell you about some of the things that happened in that a fun time had by all. My wife has had her two favorite things, wine and hockey players. We'll talk about that coming up in just a few short minutes.
That's going to do it. Our free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Thank you so much for checking it out. Full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Have a good one. Bye-bye.